Hey everybody, this is a quick update video about why I've had to scrub all the content off my main YouTube channel last Tuesday. I got a warning around 7:30 a.m. on the 1st of October, and then a strike on the 2nd of October which didn't allow me to post there for an entire week. I could still post on my Sane Man 2 channel but didn't, because YouTube in their fine print says that if you try and post on other channels before the week is up that they might hit you with another strike, or possibly delete your channel. So I decided to take the week off. As a precaution, I've deleted my non-meme of the week video content off of Sandman 2, and I made my content on my main channel private. I might even post this Tuesday, October the 8th, on YouTube if I don't receive a strike on the Sandman 2 channel on Tuesday, which is October the 8th, which I expect to come. All my content is still on Rumble, Odyssey, BitChute, and MGTOW TV. So why are they doing this now and not over the last 11 years? Is it because of the election? Is it because I was put at the top of the Homeland Security watch list earlier this year? I don't know. I seem like the only bigger channel being targeted right now, and maybe it's my views on AI or wealth inequality and how men can't escape those. Normally they would demonetize my channel and leave it at that. I get the distinct impression that this time it's different, that something has changed. So what now? What do I do if they take me out? Do I go full turd-flinging monkey and go completely uncensored and unhinged on alternative tech platforms, saying all the things I can't say on YouTube? Not just about women, but everything else that's on my mind about immigration and many other things. Do I work on my travel videos, Lego videos, or go work on a Loverbot? Do I start talking about the wealth inequality in the West, which I see destroying the middle classes? I'm just at the point where I have enough FU money to do whatever I want. If they want me completely gone, they would have nuked my channel by now. Besides, they always let channels like Hammerhand and Undead Chronic come back over and over again. I've also gone full encrypted Proton Mail, and I'll start pointing everything there as well. As if that's going to help if there are people in the manosphere working as informants or something. That's the update for now. I guess I pissed off someone in power more than usual. Let's see what happens tomorrow morning, October the 8th, and if they strike Sandman 2 yet again. You might be seeing this on YouTube if that strike doesn't come. I run my channels as more of a public service announcement these days to keep people sane and to keep myself from going crazy because I need to keep busy. What do you guys think I should do? Anyways, that's the update. Enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.